Okay.
Is this a hotel?
No, it's a strip mall on Highway 76.
Okay.
Okay.
What have we got the square footage at right now as far as value? Do you know?
Well, it's multiple.
We had a strip.
It's 2.47 acres. Total is 37,504. That's adjusted area according to our records. It's probably 38,000. It's main level on 76, lower level behind, kind of like a build-out basement.
Is this where?
It's across from the old Walmart Supercenter.
Is this the same one where I'm blanking right now? Jesus Was Homeless, was that?
That's yes, not, years ago.
They
yes.
were in the downstairs.
Okay, that's the one we're talking about. Okay, we had this discussion about the lower level last time we were here. Mm-hmm. I remember specifically.
Yeah.
And didn't we reduce it?
Yes. So if I may approach, when we were here in 2023, you reduced the value of the building to $2 million.
Okay.
If I may approach, I'll hand that to you.
Okay. I know, I'm familiar with
that. I remember.
And when we appeared in 2023, I used this was the exact board. I went over all the projected future financials, photographs. I referenced the state tax commission assessor's manual, chapter 6, that talks about the income approach and how on a commercial property like this, the income approach is the ideal.
Your board, is that from this year or is that from the old BOE?
That's from two. This is from 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just giving some background on how we got here.
Right.
So I presented you this information 2 years ago, and you said yes. Based on that, let's treat it as worth $2 million.
Okay.
Then this year it got bumped up to like 2.3 to 2.4.
Okay.
And here's how this happened. So I sent a Sunshine Law request to the county to say, what documentation do you have? And Susan sent back various screenshots explaining what happened. So Susan's office has a program where they can type in the features of a property, and then the program will spit back certain projected costs, and what it's doing, it's estimating construction costs and then trying to account for depreciation, which I think is, if you look at the cost approach, I think it's a decent way to do it. You say, if we were to build this today, it would cost X amount, but we know it was built a few years ago, so we're going to have to depreciate down. And it's reasonable. And the valuation went up is Susan's office, when they plugged the information in to their program this year, they came up with a lower dollar amount for estimated cost than 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, when they plugged all their information into the program, it spit back a number of $2.87 million was the value of the property. This year, when they plugged in all their information into the program, it spit back a value of like 2.3 to 2.4. And so by their own estimation, the value of the properties in their program dropped about $500,000 over the past 2 years. The problem is they started at 2.87 and then dropped down, whereas the BOE 2 years ago, instead of using the 2.87, the BOE set it at $2 million. So our request is, let's just stick with the $2 million. If their program said 2 years ago that it was worth 2.87, and it's worth two now, but the BOE said no, it's really worth two. And the fact that their program has dropped down 500,000.
But you're not asking for it to be dropped.
If you did drop it, it would be great. But if you just kept it at $2 million, our feelings wouldn't be hurt.
You might get a bonus. Okay, I need the assessor to.
So this is part of our strip mall reevaluation across what we could do.
Is this something done this year? This year, this assessment cycle?
Yeah, it's for 25.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So we went back out there. The structure came off of the BOE adjustment. So when it did that, it went back up to its regular valuation. I went out there, I added paint and insulation, and then I left it as is. So I was at BOE, figured it'd go to BOE again. I just left.
Understand you. But I mean, is his assessment correct? You basically plugged it into the system. This is what it gave you?
Yes.
There hasn't been any change to the property, new buildings, nothing?
No, previous assessment didn't have the insulation, didn't have paint on drywall. I added those.
Okay.
Those items.
There's a few things that the prior assessment did not.
Correct. Yeah. So the condition, depreciation, I just left it as is.
Okay.
Let the program handle the.
Understand. Yeah. Okay. Got it. You guys have any question on that?
So you're saying 2.3 to 2.4, and I'm showing 2.286 on what she's got for the appraised value.
That may be 2.286. That may be what she's.
Okay.
Yeah, there may have been an impact notice that went out that had a different number on it, but there were some adjustments after the impact notices went out. And it wasn't property specific; it was global. So
right.
Maybe that might be more.
I think I was looking at the initial notice.
Yeah, that might be where the confusion lies.
And was our primary basis dropping it down to $2 million? The issues with the backside. I can't remember.
That's right, because the reason was that the upper level is retail, but the bottom level you can't use as retail because no one sees it. No one even knows it's down there, except for a handful of people. So
those of us that dance know it's there.
That's right. If you're a dance mom and your kid's in there, you can go. Or also there's a storage place where people can store stuff for a fee.
Now, the last time when you dropped it down, it was based on his financials, wasn't it? It wasn't based on our assessment.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
So he's got 2-year-old.
No, here's the current updated version of the financials. So
we never saw that.
I know you wouldn't do anything with it. So Bob is here, and Bob Hughes is the property manager. Bob can testify and will testify that the rents are just the same. The rents have not gone up in 2 years' time. And the costs are just the same. In fact, maintenance costs are higher than projected because the roof got damaged by wind and part of the roof material got peeled back off. And so I think we have something like around $100,000 deductible. So my guy was out of the pocket for putting the roof back together. That was a huge hit.
Okay, so have the renters or anything changed from 2 years ago, Bob, on what's going on with that?
No, sir.
We are. We'll get to you.
I'm sorry. Actually, a couple of the tenants, the leases actually went, the rents went down just because of inflation giving us problems and trying to keep the tenants in there. But most of the tenants have been there for years and have 5-year and 10-year leases, so they're not going to move more than inflation ever. I mean, I hope they do when they renew, but I can't do that until they renew.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Bob or anything? Or do you have
the only question I have, what I remember from last time, there's a question about utilities in your stuff, and I don't remember how they worked, but I do remember we did go out and check, and the tenants have their own. They pay their own utilities, right?
Yes, but we do have our own. The shopping center has utilities, too. Well, it depends on what you mean by utilities. I'm sorry. Each tenant pays their own.
I'm just trying to figure out, because you know when you figure these,
yes.
It affects the value. So.
Yes. So the tenants pay for their own electricity. Like most shopping centers, that's the case. Also, like most shopping centers, the tenants pay for the water and sewer, but it's in their common area, not in their rent. But we're using the total, not the net rent, the total rent. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair. It'd be even lower. So then, of course, they pay their own internet and all that kind of stuff. But you know, those three items, electric, water, and sewer, really what most people mean. And they have their own electric meters. We have electric meters, too, because we have outside electric. We have all the porch parking lot lights and those kind of things. Fire alarms, all that has to be powered, and that's powered by the house meter.
And then water is just one bill with the city, water and sewer. And then, in essence, the tenants are paying for it because they have to pay their share.
So.
But that's not in these numbers, I should say. These numbers only include the utilities that are for a common area, because we don't pay for the other ones.
Again, the assessor never saw the numbers, so
understand.
I'm not going to comment.
What did you go up across? Did you say there was a factor that you guys went up across the board, kind of with these
strip malls? Percentage on the strip malls.
Like 1 point something?
So the index was 2.35, and now it's 2.40, the same as residential that came down. So they're equal. We had to do that because the nightly rentals being $25.75, you can't have a condo built here and one attached to it equal. They come out for different values, and they can't. So index must be the same no matter what you do.
Okay, so but the index went up, correct?
For him, it went up from 2.35.
Well, I'm talking about for all, didn't you?
For all commercial.
The strip mall?
Everything. Every commercial. 2.35 to 2.35.
If you applied that factor to the 2 million that we did before, what does that come out to be, I guess is my question. No. I mean, it's still going to be less than the assessed value that you got, but I'm just curious.
Extra $100,000.
Huh?
$100,000. So
more.
2.1. Yeah. So 2 million times 0.05.
Okay.
Because it went from 2.35 to 2.4.
No, but that's what.
No, that wouldn't be correct.
No.
2 million.
No, it went from 0.35 to 0.4.
I guess what I'm trying to do is if we could equalize what you did kind of across the board based on the value that we gave them last time, would that be reasonable or not?
I think it's still overvalued. But like if they go from 2.35 to 2.4, that's
no, I'm so not talking about, I don't think it would be 2.4.
I don't like us doing the fast math. All we did is the same as we did the other strip malls. We put it in the system. We put in all the components. It came out to what it is, the $2,286,310,
well, I guess what I was asking,
and we're going to go with that.
What did, across the board, what did everything go up in your system? Was there an average increase on all the strip malls on these that you evaluated this year?
Yeah, it's index amount on structure.
Well, in other words, if you took that index amount and applied it to the $2 million that we did last year, I know that's not as much as you feel it should be.
It's only applying to the structure, not to the land.
Was it different?
I don't like doing the fast math here because if we're wrong, we're here in a court setting.
Can we table this so they can do numbers on this?
Until what?
Until they can run their numbers and present us with.
I think they're saying they can't. They don't have time.
David, I think these strip malls went up not by the same percentages. Like I have one of mine, which we'll have a future hearing on it. I think theirs went up by 50%. Now I got one in Forsyth went up by 15%.
So there wasn't any kind of uniformity on it. It's just based on the structure.
When you're looking at the system, it's doing it by commercial. So say you're sitting on a piece of land and you've got your strip mall, but then if you have anything else on it, that is not going to go up by that index. Only the structure.
Okay. All right. Well, it was a failed exercise. I just was asking a question. So, okay. So that you were at $2 million, and your system, when you put it in this year, actually would have been down from the last time, is what he's claiming. Okay. And you're not denying that. It's just a question of what the value is going to be. Okay. Any other questions from the board on this?
Yeah, so we were at $2 million 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's gone up 285, so basically 140,000
right
each year. Mm-hmm. Where it is now.
Well, they put it in their system, It was 2.8 in 23, and we reduced it down. Is that right?
Right.
That's right.